Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNC 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey, everybody. It's Tim Miller from The Bulwark here with managing editor Sam Stein. There have been a series of statements from Iowa Senator Joni Ernst about how she doesn't really seem to care that people are going to die if the Republicans pass the big, beautiful bill, so-called. Usually when you kind of make an aside such as that as a politician, we're like, well, you know, everybody dies. So if our bill's going to make people die, whatever. That's the kind of thing that in the past you'd clean up. But for Joni Ernst, no. She doubled down. She leaned in. People are going to die. Fucking deal with it. And if you're worried about death, let me tell you, you should just accept her Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and be welcomed into his arms. Sam, I want to break down both videos with you, but do you have any big picture thoughts first?
No, let's just get into it.
So, look, we people are not, well, we all were going to die.
So, Sam, my take on this is like, it wasn't great, but it was kind of like one of those gaffes from when we were coming up. You know, a 1990s, 2000s gaffe. Where, like, she was trying to make a point. She was getting attacked. She was being a little dismissive. She was getting attacked. She was under pressure. And yeah. I guess my point was that I think it was the kind of thing that in this day and age disappears. I don't know that me and you didn't do a video on it, right? Like, it happened last week. There's a lot of crazy shit happening.
I was hoping to do a video with you, just to be honest.
Well, there's a lot of bit, you did it, because there's a lot of shit happening in the world. And in 2006, that would have been a gaffe that was like top of the line, you know, Bruce Braley, okay. Todd Aiken level. But right now, maybe not.
Bruce Braley, what a callback. Yeah. So it was top of the line in Iowa, but it was not. I mean, it was obviously, it went viral very quickly nationally. Yeah. But I agree with you that it was going to flame out and we were going to move on to like 18 other. Like, I think after that, like, we got the, you know, Elon's taking ketamine and he's peeing all over the place. So, like, there was other things going on. But
I hear it's actually a bloody bladder. I've had several doctors message me after my comments that Elon's peeing all over the place. And I think they're bladder doctors. And so they know about what kind of issues you get if you take too much ketamine. And it's not that you lose control of your pee and you're peeing your pants, but it's that when you do pee, you pee blood. So again, that's not another not great sign about your drug intake.
Sounds like an assignment for Will Summer. Do the Elon ketamine diet and see what happens. I might have to assign that. Anyways, back to Joni Ernst. So she says it, and yeah, I mean, like, again, it just seems so cold to me to be like, your constituents, sure. like, you know, these cuts are going to kill people, and your response is, "Well, we're all going to die." It's like, so great, it's so cold, but yes, fine. It was gonna go away.
You know, and I think the other thing, just really quick before you go into the next video, I do think the other thing worth just sitting on for a second is that, like, the Medicaid cuts in a place like Iowa, like, this is really an issue that is going to have some salience. And I think the fact she made the gaffe because at this town hall, you're getting bombarded, right? Yeah. Like, you're getting bombarded on this. And I think that this bill is one, though, in Iowa, it does have a massive farmer bailout, but for a lot of red states, it's going to maybe be a little tougher for these guys politically than they realize.
And also look at it through. I mean, I don't want to be so, you know, well, whatever. I'll play the role of like teary-eyed liberal here, but like,
do it.
If you're like a poor person who's scraping to get by and you're nervous about the economy to begin with, and then the Congress is going to pass a bill that could affect your healthcare coverage and could throw you off the Medicaid rolls, and you have a kid, let's say, and you're beginning to start to freak out. Like, you're legitimately forgetting. These are not insincere emotions from these town hall attendees. Sure. And so when you have an elected official responding to your very valid concerns about your future, saying, well, you know what, just, you know, embrace death. It's like, that's not what you want to hear. And so, you know, that's why I thought, like, it was bad for her. And then I was like, well, she's going to clean it up. Like, you know, it'd be like, you know, so, she'll say something, be like, you know, of course I want to make sure people are healthy and living longer. And then she just like went completely in the other direction.
So, which takes us to the next video, which I do not use this word lightly, which it is psychotic.
It's totally crazy.
It is psychotic.
No, it's totally crazy. I was like, it's not RFK Bear style crazy, but it's got its own genre of nuttiness, and there's so many elements to this where I would just like sort of sitting there, I'd be like, no.
Yeah. You look at this and you're like, is this a Ryan Coogler movie? Like, is this a spoof character from a horror?
Should we just play and then analyze it? Because there's so many parts of it that I was like, what the fuck?
All right, let's play. Here it is. Joni Ernst in a cemetery.
Hello, everyone. I would like to take this opportunity to sincerely apologize for a statement that I made yesterday at my town hall. I was in the process of answering a question that had been asked by an audience member when a woman who was extremely distraught screamed out from the back corner of the auditorium, "People are going to die." And I made an incorrect assumption that everyone in the auditorium understood that, yes, we are all going to perish from this earth. So I apologize. And I'm really, really glad that I did not have to bring up the subject of the Tooth Fairy as well. But for those that would like to see eternal and everlasting life, I encourage you to embrace my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
All right.
Yes. Okay.
Learn can I start? Again. Yeah, go
well,
for
you
it.
Start. Yeah. I don't know about you, but when I started seeing, I was like, oh, okay, like she's going to be like contrite about it. And that's, I'm glad, but wait a second. Is that a fucking cemetery? Like, that was like, my first reaction is like, is that a tombstone? And then there's something a little bit off. I don't know if you picked up on it. The camera, it was like oddly steady, but she was kind of moving on it. But like the camera stayed put and there was like a weird closeness. She was like very close to it.
Yeah.
And the way she was talking was so creepy to me when she had that pregnant pause. She's like, yes, we are all going to perish. I was like, oh my God.
Perish is just, I'd like to just sit on the word perish for a second. That's like the darkest way to, the word you could possibly choose to describe death also.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't want to think about my perishing. What is the camera? I want to also get into the comment, but now that you mentioned she's just holding the phone very close to her face?
That's what I want to know. She's either holding it or it's propped up on something, but if you watch it, it doesn't quite move. It's her that's moving. So she's either got the steadiest selfie. Maybe she was doing a selfie stick thing. I don't know. It was, the whole thing was weird. And the zoom on her face was very odd. And it felt sort of like, yeah, I don't know. She was like the patron of death or whatever it is. Like she was coming to kill you.
Yeah. I've never seen her pores before. You know, well, like
she was using camo.
You know? She is so portrait close.
Mode. Yeah.
I don't. Yeah, that part is very strange, and it's unsettling. I guess my point is unsettling. That would be an unusual setup to be that close to the camera if you were talking something fun. But Cory Booker does this, right? And that is, I'd also find that kind of unsettling. I've mentioned it to him, I think, during the interview. It's like
your AOC TikToks in your living room cooking like mac and cheese, but not in a fucking cemetery.
But I also don't want your face like right there. Okay, it might be a little bit of a boomer selfie situation since Cory Booker also does it. Okay, so there's that. And then, you know, the thing for me also that is just so off-putting immediately is just she's like dripping with sarcasm.
I know.
In a way that, again, like kind of goes against what I thought her brand was. I'm like, maybe I didn't know Joni Ernst that well. Like, I thought that, again, if you're going to be an Iowa, you know, an Iowa nice farm senator that's like a tough woman who served in the military.
Castrates
pigs. Like, doing the like kind of sarcastic 20 something from Bed-Stuy, you know, kind of vibe. Like I like very condescending.
No, you gotta save the sarcasm to the Jews. I mean, we don't have much. That's our thing. And you can't steal that from us.
You really do. And the condescending non-apology, I was trying to think about the version of this where if you thought about like a liberal from New York or a Jewish liberal, or even like AOC, like talking about the Iowans, you know, talking about like these red state people, like they're not as enlightened as me. And so like they're really upset about this climate change bill, but I'm going to fake apologize to them because they got their pearls clutched because they believe in their sky god when I'm over here worried about climate and what's happening here on Earth. Like it would be there would just be the chastising that would happen among the chattering class.
Well, it would just be like, she's so out of touch.
So out of touch.
Yeah, and the whole thing, the other thing, like the tooth fairy, where she's like, I didn't realize, like, you guys didn't believe you were going to die.
Yeah.
What's next? I'm going to have to educate you on the tooth fairy. It's like, nah, fuck you. Come on. People are scared.
Yeah. Also, the tooth fairy is fake. Also, that doesn't even make any sense. The tooth fairy is fake. We're good. They're going to die.
Oh, yeah. Good point.
Yeah.
It doesn't make sense.
It doesn't make sense at all.
So what is she trying to say?
Comparison.
She's trying to say that people who... Oh, no. She's saying belief in eternal life is the same as believing in the tooth fairy. Yeah. Embrace death.
Yeah, embrace death unless you go through Jesus Christ. Or I guess it's a childlike view to not accept that you're going to die. But I don't know. I know a lot of kids that think they're going to die. The whole thing.
But do you think that, because there was an edit cut, obviously, in the middle. Do you think that they had planned to do the Jesus Christ part, or they're at the end being like, you know what? You know what this video needs is like us to, you know, convert some people or something like that.
I think that it is obviously strategic, which is why it's kind of gross. Right, which is like the end.
Hold on. You think it was but that's the thing. It's like the strategy that went into it is like, let's do a video, but let's make fun of these people for getting all reactive to our original video, and let's shoot it in a cemetery.
But then we're gonna bait people at the end. So it's like, okay, so we know that Jew Sam Stein and that homosexual Tim Miller are gonna make fun of us about this. Yeah. All right, and so we're gonna have the trump card. We're gonna be able to say to the Iowans, like, they're just upset that we like Jesus and they don't. And like, but liking Jesus is fine. Liking Jesus and wanting to tend to the poor and sick, actually, those things work in concert together. Okay, those things are not at odds. Like believing in heaven and being a Christian, and also, you know, wanting to make sure that poor people get health care. Those things combine together, right? It's not like, at my understanding, having gone to Catholic school, having an everyday Catholic church attending mother, is that Christians don't just say, okay, well, because we have heaven, then we can do whatever the fuck we want on earth, and who cares if people suffer? Because they're gonna get, they're gonna be in the arms of the God. They'll be in the bosom of God at the end in heaven, so they can suffer here on earth, and I don't have to deal with it.
The bosom
of God.
That's
not exactly. Yeah.
You missed the canon of Jesus's selfie videos walking through Nazareth. He made fun of people for thinking that they could get eternal life like he could.
The cemetery. Totally, why do we think?
I don't know, guys. The cemetery is such a weird touch. Like, what the fuck? Does she normally walk in cemeteries? That's weird.
I don't know. I mean, we're a very cemetery oriented people.
Who's we?
Here in Louisiana. You know, cemetery people do go to cemeteries and hang out. You know,
really? I find that odd.
A little bit. There's cemetery tours here.
Well, historical cemetery, sure, but I wouldn't hang out at a cemetery.
Just like a random one?
No.
Sorry.
Not on my Saturday and Sunday to-do list, to be honest with you.
Need the Angel of Death character from Family Guy to be kind of like walking behind her. We need a cartoon version of this.
I'm sure someone's on the internet going to do it, yeah.
All right, any other final takeaways? I guess here's my final one. Just really quick, pure politics. Joni only won by 6% last time. I mean, Iowa used to be a swing state. It is not now. I called one of my buddies who's an Iowa consultant, and they're like, it's over. Like, I don't think this is really on the board anymore. Do you think it is?
Well, I don't know. Like, no, probably not. But we have a piece coming up tonight, just to tease it, from Lauren Egan, about sort of what the strategy is for states like Iowa for Democrats. Yep. And I mean, it's like a fucking triple bank shot, right? Like, they got to, you know, get a national climate that works in their favor. They got to find a candidate that's really dynamic and authentic. And it may not be a Democrat because the brand is so tarnished. Like, even then, it might not work. And so it's like, this is to your point, this map is pretty brutal for Democrats. Yeah, that's for peace tonight.
Go check that out on thebork.com. Rob Sanders running for governor of Iowa. I think the governor's race is a little different than Senate races. Senate races get so nationalized. I think Rob has a legit shot, and we're going to be talking to him in the coming months. Introduce a new guest to him. Okay, Sam Stein, that's it. Stay out of any cemeteries on this Sunday, and this the Lord's Day.
It's my next activity.
It's the Lord's Day for us, actually. The Sabbath for you. I'm going to stay out of cemetery myself, and we'll be seeing you guys later. Subscribe to the feed. Peace.
Hey,
it is Ryan Seacrest here. And if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At ChumbaCasino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.